Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, and thank you so much for joining us. I am Pastor Katie Pierce with Hope Alliance, Inc., and this is our broadcast, Breaking the Silence. And we're coming to you on tonight's subject saying, Lord, I love you, but I am abusive. Help for the batterer. As we began to look at our previous segments, we understood and saw that we had been giving information about those who are the victors of domestic violence and the children and the role of the what happens to the children when they are witnessing domestic violence. We talked about the pastors and being abusive and spiritual abuse. We've talked about several situations, but we haven't talked about the help that needs to be given to those who find themselves being abusive or they are a batterer. And so we wanted to look at that tonight and begin to kind of discuss it to let people know or to let those in need know that there is help for you as well. Again, I am Pastor Katie Pierce, and I'm the director of Hope Alliance. And Hope Alliance stands for, or is the acronym for, Healing Opportunities Proposed for Everyone. And we are a holistic ministry. We want to deal with the whole gamut of domestic violence, and we do understand that the person who is being abused is not the only person who needs assistance, and that's why we tend to want, or we want to minister to the children and to the family members as well, because they're hurt and they're wounded from whomever is going through domestic violence, as well as the victor themselves, and of course the person who is the batterer, or the one who is being abusive. And so when we think about that, we wanted to come on tonight and begin to address that issue on tonight. Hope Alliance is one, we really, really try to assist in whatever way that we can assist those, and we want to, again, do it from a holistic standpoint. And so we don't want the person who is abusive to feel like there is no hope or to feel like there is not an answer for them, because of the fact that our God is more than able to answer your prayers as well. And so we're going to open on tonight with prayer, and then we're going to get into our discussion. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come now before your sight and before your presence, O Lord God. We come, O Father God, because we've found out, God, that we need you and you alone, God. We understand that your word says that it is through you that we live, move, and have our very being, O Lord God. We come on tonight with a sensitive subject matter, O Lord God, and we pray now, God, that this broadcast will reach those who need help and who need assistance, Lord God. We pray now, God, that you will open up their ear to hear, O Lord God, and give them a heart to receive, O Lord God, that they can get help, O Lord God, to let them know, O Father, that you are a very present help in the time of trouble, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord God. So we just thank you even now, Holy Spirit, for your quickening power, O Lord God. We thank you even now, O Lord God, for that man or for that woman, O Lord God, who's finding themselves and understand that they need help, God, but they don't know who to turn to. Father God, let this be an answer. Let this be a remnant, hallelujah, to them on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and we count this prayer as done by faith. It is so, and so it is in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Again, we thank you so much for joining us on tonight, and I just want to open again to talk about domestic violence and the abuser or the perpetrator in a domestic violence situation. What I found on a personal note is that a person with who is a perpetrator or who is an abuser oftentimes has a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde type of personality, in that when they are lovable, they are very, very lovable. But when something triggers that bitterness, when something triggers that rage, they turn into a totally different person that you don't even recognize. And so most women or most of those who are on the receiving end of this usually find themselves holding on to the hopeful part, that that person that's lovable, that person that's kind, that they'll remain that way, and that, you know, something will happen, that the other part of it or the other side of this person will somehow dissipate. Well, I come to tell you on tonight that there is hope, but I want you to know that they are going to need some assistance in the process of being able to get rid of that other personality, if you will. And so on tonight, again, we want to touch bases on that, because I do understand, and from a personal standpoint, and would look at the perpetrator and try to figure out, how did this person who loved me so much, how did this person who touched me so tenderly can be the person who could turn around and do bodily harm to me? And so it was a question even that I laid before the Lord, because I didn't understand. I didn't understand these two men who I was living with in the body of one person. And so we want to talk about that on tonight, because we have to stop abuse. We have to understand that that we just can't serve, or we just can't minister to the victim or the victor of domestic violence. We just can't minister to or the children of domestic violence without taking a look at the person who is actually the batterer. We have to begin to look at that on tonight. And my prayer on tonight is that this broadcast will reach somebody who's saying, I want help. I need help. My marriage is being destroyed. My family is crumbling before my eyes, and I need assistance with this. And I'm prayerful that this will be the remnant, again, that you need, that will help you to understand domestic violence and understand that there is hope for you. Again, Hope Alliance is a faith-based organization, and it is our prayer and our desire to keep the family unit together. We understand that God, in the Garden of Eden, He created Adam and Eve. He created a family. He created that unity and that bond of the family, and that it is God ordained. And so our desire is to always keep that unit together. We don't advocate that a woman has to divorce her husband. We believe in the power of God and that God is able to do. We believe the word or the question, the rhetorical question that was asked in the Old Testament, is there anything too hard for the Lord? And so we understand and we believe that, and that's the basis and the premise of our ministry at Hope Alliance, is to keep that family unit together. And so at all costs, to keep it together, and that if we have some willing participants, if you're willing and obedient, hallelujah, there is help within your reach. And so we just wanted to put that out there as well. So when we begin to look at domestic violence, we have to understand that domestic violence is not about anger, but domestic violence is all about control. The batterer wants to be in control, and there are things that can happen or things that can trigger and set off a volatile demeanor, if you will. And so when we look at the anger wheel, when we look at the anger wheel and how it goes around and how it's repetitious in its action, the lovey-dovey stage and then the eggshell stage, and then the anger goes off, and then it escalates into something else, and then he's very apologetic, and it's just a vicious cycle. And so, of course, we know that God is more than able to break any cycle or any curse. We understand from study that domestic violence is a learned behavior. Domestic violence is not something you were born with. Domestic violence is a learned behavior. And usually we are told in study that perpetrators or batterers are usually those who've come out of a home that was, they witnessed domestic violence, or they witnessed someone in the home going through domestic violence, and they learned their behavior. When I was doing this lesson on today, I began to think about the movie The Color Purple, and I began to think about how in the movie The Color Purple, you remember when Harpo, he went to to talk to his mother-in-law about his wife, Sophia. And he was saying, Miss Seeley, she won't mind me. She won't do what I want her to do, and she won't do this, and she won't that. And we were shocked. There was a silence in the theater when Seeley turned to Harpo and said, beat her. We couldn't even equate how this woman, but it was a learned behavior. It was a learned behavior. And even though she herself had been the recipient of domestic violence, she had saw that as a way out or a way to control and manipulate somebody, and we found her giving the advice to her son-in-law to beat her. We couldn't even conceptualize it in our mind. How could this thing be? How could this thing be? And so that's a learned behavior that she's seen it, and even though she had gone through it, she herself was given this advice. And so we have to be unlearned. We have to unlearn this behavior. We have to set up some more healthy patterns in our lifestyle so that we can eradicate domestic violence from our life, eradicate domestic violence from our personal being. And so when we look at that, we have to begin understanding the first and foremost, again, to look at what is battery, what is domestic violence. It may sound like a rhetorical question, or it may sound like a question that, you know, of course you know what battery is, but we need to understand that battery also includes mental and emotional forms of domestic violence as well. We talked about those things a little bit in our segment. We've talked about emotional abuse, and emotional abuse can be just as detrimental to a person or to children as physical abuse. And so we need to begin to take a look at that. Most times in order to help the victim, we must first help the abuser, because domestic violence is a deadly dance that can't be stopped unless both partners are willing to seek and accept help. And so I'm speaking to someone on the opposite end, someone who may be listening, and you've had several relationships that have broken up because the person said that you were volatile. You've had several relationships that you had to walk away from because the person said that you were emotionally abusive or you were manipulative. And you're going to have to accept some responsibility for that and begin to get assistance and help so that you can stop that vicious cycle that's going on in your life, so that you can have a healthy relationship and love somebody and love them in a healthy love and love them in a godly love. And so I'm speaking to you on tonight that you have to accept responsibility. Both of you together can work, especially husbands and wife. I'm specifically speaking to a husband and to a wife, hallelujah, out there today. You need assistance with this thing, and you cannot get it alone. First and foremost, a person that's a battery, you need somebody to be accountable to. You need somebody that's going to help you through it. You know, these things need to be treated like somebody who's going through Alcoholics Anonymous or Cocaine Anonymous or somebody with an addiction. This is something that you've been doing for a long, long time. And in order for you to unlearn it, you've got to become accountable to somebody. And then the person who is the victim or the person who is the victor in this situation, you also have to become accountable to somebody, because like Miss Seeley, you could be one who's become so accustomed to it until you're living with it and accepting it. And you don't want to be an enabler to his problem or to what he's going through. And so the both of you are going to have to seek help in this thing. And there's only a temporary solution divided of when you're going for your assistance, but the both of you together, working together as a unit and working together as the one that God has called you to be, there is assistance and there is help. So now let's go back and look a little bit at what is battery. What is battery? And so when we talk about battery, does he slap, punch, shove, bite, kick, or choke? Does he brandish guns or knives or threaten to use them against you? Does he throw things? Does he burn her with cigarettes? Does he pull her hair? Now, I want to stop right there, because I need to, again, put out an indemnity clause. We understand that batterers are not just men. We understand that. But we also understand that the majority of cases are men projecting violence to women. And so that's why we're using it as a he form. You know, we do understand that there are women who can be abusive. And if that's you, then I'm speaking to you as well. Amen. Thank you so much. Does he pull her hair? Does he hit her in the stomach when she's pregnant? Does he force her to have sex even when she says no, or force her to engage in humiliating, non-consensual sexual acts? Does he threaten suicide if she says she wants to leave? Does he hurt her by harming her pets or destroying cherished belongings? Does he take her car keys and her money away so she can't leave? Does he drive her friends and family away and isolate her from social interaction? Does he humiliate her in public or in private? Does he ridicule her dressing, her appearance, or her character? Does he tell her in a degrading way how to talk, how to walk, how to cook, how to eat, how to clean, how to care for the children? Does he manipulate and control who she talks to, where she goes, or what she does, what she buys, when she leaves, and when she returns? Does he treat her more like a child or a prisoner than an equal? Does he accuse her of having affairs, monitor her phone calls and mail, act extremely jealous and obsessive when she talks to others? Does he continually criticize her race, her religion, her views, or her class? Does he ignore her or withhold attention or affection from her? Does he call her derogatory names? These are the signs of a batterer. These are the signs of domestic violence. And if you had to say yes to any of these areas, that can be an indicator that you need some assistance. So when we begin to look at it, we have to understand that domestic violence, again, doesn't discriminate. The batterer, you can be a doctor, a lawyer, a pastor, a deacon, a teacher. Come on, somebody. You can be an apostle. You can be a bishop. You know, domestic violence does not discriminate. And so we have to begin to accept responsibility, again, for our actions. The actions of a batterer are rooted in some psychological things. And so the violence patterns observed and learned in childhood, while most batterers appear to be aggressive on the outside, it is frequently a mask for the passive, powerless, manipulated abuse victims on the inside. You know, that they're saying that that's their MO. But I found out in my own personal case was that the person wasn't like that. They were loving, they were kind, they were very attentive to me. And there were cases when things happened, you know, that he started doing little things, and those little things just escalated into bigger things until the next thing you know, it was just an all-out explosive kind of situation. And so we have to begin to look at that and begin, again, we talked about some of the triggers that we need to watch for, red flags that we need to watch for when we're dating somebody, when we're talking to somebody. There is a position and a time frame to urge them to get some assistance and get some help. And so we have to begin to look at that. They lack the assertiveness needed to communicate in everyday relationship with significant others. There are people who are not able to share what's going on with them emotionally or inside. They can't share it. They can't express it. And that can be a trigger to anger. And that can be a trigger to lead into a volatile situation. And if that's you, I need to, again, let you know that there is help. There is some help out there for you. Now, we've talked about the characteristics previously on our segment, we talked about the characteristics of a batterer, and if answering these questions still have you questioning whether or not someone is a batterer, here are some common characteristics of someone who abuses. These can be some characteristics of a person who has some issues and they may need some assistance. It talks about low self-esteem. If it's a person who says, I love you and I need you and I won't have no one. If I can't have you, no one else can have you. That's a problem. Rushes into a relationship. You're the only one I need. I can't live without you and I can't talk to anyone else. Is extremely jealous and possessive. You belong to me. You're my wife. Who have you been talking to on the phone? Where did you go? They're monitoring how much gas is in the car to see if you really went where you said that you would go. This is a person who is extremely jealous and extremely possessive, and that can be a trigger. Controlling behavior. You do what I say when I say. You can't have the car without my permission. I paid for it. You can't go with your sister. You have to call me 15 times a day, that's a problem. That's a controlling behavior. And these are usually the characteristics of a batterer. Keeps his partner isolated, separates you from your family, from your loved ones, from your friends, don't want you to be around anyone, just wants you to be isolated. That's a problem. And it can start off looking like it's something that's really caring and endearing, but it can escalate into something that's a total nightmare. And so you want to begin to look at those things. Holds to stereotypical male roles and male supremacy. I'm the head of this household. And this is where it gets a little touchy for those who are saved. This is where men of the church and men of the cloth, where they take in the scripture totally out of context and begin to have a male supremacy as opposed to being the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church. I think that that's the thing that we really need to start undergirding or really need to start highlighting when we talk about the male and the husband of a wife, is that you have to be the head of the wife as Christ is the head of the church. And there's nowhere in the Bible where you read where Christ was beating somebody down. Come on, somebody. Or where Christ was being verbally abusive. Even when he was talking to the Sadducees and the Pharisees, he never, in scripture, we never find him being abrasive in his tone or in his talk to them. The only time that we see him even being angry, and being angry, again, is different from showing some volatile behavior. Can I just say it like that? We see him being angry because the Bible says be angry and sin not. The Bible talks about not letting the sun go down on your wrath. And so those things are different than just being angry. So we see that Jesus was angry. He got angry in the synagogue, and the Bible talks about how he turned over tables. But he was doing this because he wanted justice for people who were being misused, who was being abused in a way that they were being taken advantage of. And so he was making a stand for that. But nowhere in the Bible he flipped over a table. He didn't throw a person under the table. He didn't throw a person on top of the table. He just flipped over the table. Are you with me? And so we have to begin to make sure that we are being the head of the wife as Christ was head of the church, and not take on a male supremacy type of attitude. You can't do anything without me. I have to tell you how to do everything. You're not demeaning. You don't become demeaning to her. Again, there's you're stereotyping who you are and stereotyping your role as the male or the head of the household. Uses force during sex. You're my wife and you have to satisfy my need and it's your duty. And again, taking that totally out of context, making her perform things that are not of God, defiling the marriage bed through sexual acts that are not of God. And so if they're doing that, that's a problem. Blames others for his behavior. Yes. See what you made me do? I wouldn't have hit you if you would have did so and so and so. I wouldn't have hit you if you would have cooked the food right. I wouldn't have hit you if you wouldn't have let the kids eat my food. I wouldn't have hit you. They blame everybody else for their behavior. It's always somebody else's fault. And if that's you, you need to take a look at that. Part of being a Christian is accepting responsibility. The Bible says, confess your faults to one another and pray for one another. You have to take responsibility for your fault. And if you're finding yourself blaming everybody for your actions, that's a problem. That's a problem, and you really, really need to get some assistance. Are hypersensitive? How dare you criticize me? That I'm not good enough for you. Why can't you just let things go? Hypersensitive in the fact that, you know, if somebody says something against them and you agree with that person, then they feel like you're going against them, and that can be a trigger for a volatile situation, or you didn't say enough. You know, why were you on their side? You not with me. You don't never leave me. These are problems. These are problems. You know, they don't want you to tell the truth. They want you to lie, even if they are the person who's at fault. And so, hypersensitive, present dual nature. I love you. I hate you. I love you, I hate you. You know, it was amazing to me, again, going back to that Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde type of disposition, that a person who can be so loving and a person who can show so much love to you that in the turn of a hat or in the shift of a wind can love you and then say they hate you and then say it with such meaning and such force till you begin to question whether or not they really, really love you or what's really going on with this. That's a person that needs help. I'm sorry, you had it coming. I don't want to do it again. They go from you had it coming to I don't want to do it again. You make me so mad. Just a dual nature. They're one way this way and they're one. It's almost like a split personality. It's like it's two people here. It's two people living in this one body. And so that's a problem. And it's a problem that needs to be addressed. So using drinking, substance abuse, and domestic violence to cope with stress, you know, feeling like if something goes wrong at work, to come home and take it out on you. If something goes wrong with the car, or if there's some bills that are due, whatever the situation may be, they use drinking and substance abuse and domestic violence as coping mechanisms. That's a problem. You know, when you hear a person all the time, every time something, I need a drink, that's a problem. Or you hear somebody all the time that just want to take it out on you and make you the batting ram because of the fact something's not going right, that's a person that needs help. And if that's you, if you're using drinking as an escape mechanism, or you're using substance abuse as an escape mechanism, you may need to get some assistance for that. Inflicts cruelty to animals and to children. Definitely is a problem. And then the other thing was, you know, when they break things that are near and dear to you. I remember recalling trying to figure out why is it that when he gets upset, the only thing he's around is something that belongs to me. All of my stuff was getting broke up. But his stuff was very, very much intact. That's a problem. And so you need to begin to look at that and then try to understand if this is you and you're showing any of these characteristics, I would say to you on today that you need to seek some help. Know that there is hope and know that God wants to make you whole. And so I just adjure you to call and get some help for those particular mannerisms. Okay, so most men who batter have been exposed to domestic violence as children. They are often victims of child abuse. They have watched their fathers abuse their mothers and have observed their mothers accepting and enduring it. They have learned to express powerful emotions in destructive ways. They have been driven by a need for dominance. As adults, they repeat the patterns learned in childhood. And again, finding out that most children who are subject, and that's why I just want to send out and say with clarity to those of you who are going through domestic violence, it's not just hurting you. Those of you who feel like you are the victim or the victor of domestic violence and you have children who are being subject to seeing this abuse, understand that it's going to come back. There is a 90% chance going to come back and raise up in your child. And it doesn't matter if it's a girl. It doesn't matter if it's a boy. I used to be under the premise that only men were batterers, but I found out that domestic violence can rise up in the female child as well. And so you want to be sensitive. I adjure you to be sensitive to this fact. And if you have children who have been who have seen domestic violence in your home, it is important that you get counseling for them as well. Again, domestic violence is a learned behavior, and the earlier you begin to unlearn that behavior, the better it is for that child to grow up healthy, with healthy characteristics and healthy mannerisms as far as being able to relate in a relationship. Okay, so learned behavior can be unlearned. So today, more and more services are geared at both victim and the batterer. Education is the key to helping the batterer. Males are reluctant to admit that they need help. And because we're a Christian or because we're faith-based, I just want to say that the spirit of pride, the Bible talks about a great fall comes from the spirit of pride. And so I just adjure you, whomever you are, whoever is listening, if you know that you have problems, I adjure you to come against the spirit of pride, pick up a phone, and call somebody and get some help, okay? Just understand that the enemy's job is to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to kill your marriage. He wants to steal the joy from your marriage. His desire is for you to end up in divorce. That's his ultimate desire. His desire is to destroy the family unit. But I'm speaking to you right now, and I want you to know that you can reverse this curse that is on your life. You do not have to live in defeat. You can live victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. I adjure you to pick up that phone. Pick up the phone. Reach out to somebody. Let somebody know that you need assistance. Go to your pastor and say, you know what, I'm having some problems, you know, in my home, and I'm finding out that I've become a little volatile, and I need somebody to hold me accountable. Hold me accountable. I don't care what your title is. Hold me accountable to the word of God. Amen. Amen. And begin to turn that thing around and get the help that you need. Because we know that there is nothing too hard for the Lord. Amen. Amen. And so we see that males are reluctant to admit that they need help, and they still want to hold on or practice the beliefs of male dominance in society. But we have to begin to break that yoke. We have to begin to come against that macho spirit and cast it down in the name of Jesus Christ. For a female batterer, or those, you have to begin to understand that the Bible tells you to submit. He said submit. You don't have to lay down or be a rug, but he did say submit and come up under authority of those. Perhaps you saw your mother being abused. You saw your mother with black eyes. You saw your mother bleeding and what have you, and you decided, I'm not going to be the one. You will not do this to me. And you decided to take matters into your own hands. You still have to give an account to the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so, again, working together as a unit, a husband and a wife, working together as a unit, pulling your children in so that you can become whole, so that your children can become clean. My God, to glory. So, we should breathe a sigh of relief that more and more things are happening to, again, bring holistic love or holistic healing, rather, to those who are going through domestic violence, that the relationships can be salvaged. So we need to understand that and get some counseling and intervention, get some strategies together so that you can get the help that you need. We've often talked about in our segment as well, because we're a faith-based organization, we've given you some scriptures as to what God will have you to do, especially those in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians, I want to say the fifth chapter, it talks about a lot about you know, the husband and the responsibility and the duty of the husband. It talks about the wife. It talks about the children. The Bible also says in the Bible that husbands who are having arguments or are not in agreement with their wives, these things can hinder your prayer life. And so when you understand that, this is all the more reason why you need to pick up that phone or you need to talk to somebody and get some strategies together so that you can become healed, so that you can become whole. And so one of the scriptures that we talk about is the Lord examines the righteous, but the wicked and those who love violence, his soul hates. Anything that God hates, we should take note and hate and reject as well. Now, we have to understand that God isn't rejecting you. He's rejecting the hatred. He's rejecting the wickedness. And that if you can repent, hallelujah, if you can repent and become healed, God is more than able to accept you back in, but he wants you to be accountable to somebody. He wants you to be accountable to somebody. And so we don't want, those of you who are listening to me, you don't want God to reject you. He said, those who love violence, his soul hates. You do not want God to hate you, and you do not want God to reject you. And this is all the more reason for you to reach out and to get some help. The Bible says, remember those who are in prison, as if it were their fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated, as if it were you yourself suffering. That's Hebrews 13:3. God wants us to remember those who are going through. He wants us to remember those who are going through domestic violence, children, and things of that nature. And if that's you, if you're the person who's perpetrating violence in your home, who everybody's walking around on eggshells when you get upset about something, these are indicators that you need to get some help. Amen. And so I just want to share those couple of things with you on today, that, again, there is help for those who are going through abuse. There is help for you. There is assistance out there for you. And so we just want you to begin to reach out to somebody. We looked up some places on Illinois. I just want to let you know that if you would go to the website for Illinois Domestic Violence, I'm getting that paperwork now. I got a lot of things here. The Illinois Domestic Violence website, and click on Illinois, because it gives you all of this, a lot of states. But if you click on, like, what county you live in, it'll give you a lot of listings of some places that you can go to get some assistance. And so we just wanted to throw that out there. If you're finding out that you need some intervention, you need somebody to help you to get past that state because you don't want to be in it no longer, you understand that God hates a violent person and you don't want God to hate you, we adjure you on today to go to that website, to click on it, and it's going to give you some places that you can go and get some assistance. I wanted to give you some direct details. South Suburbia, hold on for me. Okay, here it is. It's the Illinois Coalition Against Domestic Violence. And what I did was it'll come up with the state of Illinois. Again, you're going to click on the county that you live in, and it's going to give you a lot of places that you can go and get assistance. I would definitely like to suggest for you a place to go. It being South Suburban Family Shelter, that's in Homewood, Illinois. And if you'll call the number 708-794-2140, they do set up appointments for those who are batterers or who have found themselves becoming too violent or whatever your situation is. I don't want to stipulate. You know what the Holy Spirit has already quickened you about. And so I would love for you, again, to reach out. Give them a call. Make an appointment. Get in there. Get the assistance that you need. Remember, you're not just getting this assistance for yourself. You're getting this assistance for your family. You're getting this assistance for your spouse. You're getting this assistance for your child. You're getting this assistance for your loved one. You're getting this assistance because you want to be the man or woman of God that God is pleased with. And so, again, that is South Suburban Family Shelter. The number is 708-794-2140. Call. Make an appointment with them. That was that particular shelter. The other place that I wanted to suggest to you is Crisis Center of South Suburbia. Crisis Center of South Suburbia is actually where I went to get my 40-hour training, and you can call them. They're located in Tinley Park. Their number is 708-429-7255. I also want you to know that you don't have to live in the area in order to visit these particular two places that I've suggested to you. If you can get to them, they'll be more than happy to open their doors to you and give you what you need to bring you to a place of wholeness. And that's the desire. That's the desire. That's the ultimate goal, is to get to a place of wholeness so that God will be pleased with you. But again, that's the Illinois Coalition Against Domestic Violence. If you go to their website, it'll come up with a map of Illinois. Click on whatever area, if you live in Cook County, if you live in Will County, whatever county you live in, click on that. And when you click on it, it's going to give you all of the areas, all of the places that you can go to get assistance in that area. And so that's for the Illinois Partner Abuse Intervention Services. I think I needed to make that notation as well. You want the Illinois Partner Abuse Intervention Services, and they'll be more than happy to assist you and get you to the place of wholeness. And I know, again, that that is your ultimate desire. So we have several places that we're finding out that they are specialized in domestic violence intervention. And so we definitely want them to intervene on the abuser's behalf as well as on the child's behalf, and anything that goes with it. We want the family to be strong. We want to build a strong foundation for the family. I think that a lot of problems that we're having in our society today is because we have fallen so far away from the family and the core values for families. You know, families don't sit down and eat together the way they used to. They don't have Sunday dinners the way that they used to. And because of it, our children have been lured off into some situations, into some areas of their life that has been a detriment. And so we really, really need to get back to the core of faith and bring faith back into the family and bring families back to a healed and a holistic, healthy manner. And so that's something that we wanted to definitely share with you on today. Now, I have a lot of information, and I don't want to choke you on the information, but I do want you to know that you are more than welcome to go to our Hope Alliance Facebook page. Hope Alliance Facebook page, and you can inquire, give us some questions. You don't have to, if you don't want to, put it on our feed, but you can go to it and send us a message and say, you know, I wasn't able to get that number down. I need some assistance. I just need you to pray for me. Pray for me to become stronger and get to a place that I can get past some things and get the help and the healing that I need. Okay, so go to our Facebook page. You're welcome to go to our website. Hope Alliance has a website, and it's H.O.P.E. Alliance Inc. If you go to our webpage, you can email us and send us a message via that our actual webpage. Send us a message there, and we will be more than happy to assist you in whatever way we can. Again, we are determined. We have a desire to eradicate domestic violence, especially within the household of faith, especially within the household of faith, because we've come to understand and to know that it is a problem in faith in the churches on today, that there is a silent cry of coming from the pew, and that we are obligated, it's our mandate to answer the cry of those within the church who are going through domestic violence. That's another way you can get to it through our webpage. And then you're more than welcome to email us. And you can email us at healing@HopeAlliance.Inc. Again, that's healing@HopeAlliance.Inc. You're more than welcome to email us You can go to our website. You can go to our Facebook page. And if all else failed, you are welcome to give me a call. My number is 708-574-2533. Again, whatever we can do to assist you to get to that next level in God. This is a new year. This is a new year. And I know you've probably made some resolutions. You've probably told God some things that you really did want to carry over into this new year. And perhaps one of those things is that I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better wife. I want to treat my wife with love and adoration. I want to lift my hands, but only to lift them to give praise to you, God. Hallelujah. For giving me the best thing that could have ever happened to me, God. I want to be able to lift my hand to embrace her and to love her, God, because you gave her to me, God, and you told me to regard her as the weaker vessel, God. And so this year, God, it's a fresh, it's a new year, oh Lord, God, and I desire to change. I am desiring to change for the better for my family. Hallelujah. If that's your desire, won't you let us help you? Let us help you make that desire manifest in the earth realm. We're pulling down heavenly blessings on your behalf that they will manifest in the earth realm and that you will be the man or the woman of God that God is pleased with. Amen. We're going to prepare to end in prayer. This subject matter is so sensitive to my heart. It's so sensitive to my heart. I wanted to, before we pray, I want to share with you one more item and that I found on today. It's called Freedom Program, and it is actually a website that you can go to that will help you with suggestions on how to become free from a volatile demeanor. It's called a Freedom Program, and the Freedom Program is a domestic violence program which was created to provide information, not therapy, but primarily designed for women as victims of domestic violence. It started out for that, but it actually switched over and began to become an intense 2-day course suitable for men, whether abusive or wishing to change their attitude and behavior, or whether victims of domestic violence themselves. And so it actually serves as a twofold website, but you can go to that website called the Freedom Program. If you're a person who's looking to change your demeanor, you're ready to change and go in another direction this year, and you don't really want to go to anybody just yet, why don't you start with this particular program? And again, it's called the Freedom Program. And I'm not about trying to get people to come to me. I'm about getting people healed. Whatever it takes to get you healed, or whomever it takes to get you healed, I desire that you be healed. And so, again, I just want to suggest this was something that I was looking up, and I found it on today. And it's an online course. It's an online course, and their desire is to help you, again, it's a response to victims and survivors, and the aim is to help them to understand what has happened, things of that nature. But I was really, really impressed with the fact that it said that it desires to change the abuse mindset of the male. Okay, so whether you are a batterer or whether you are a victor, this website actually can assist you in your endeavors as well. And so you want to go there. Again, it's called Freedom Program Online Course. I found it on the website, www.freedomprogram, and program is PROGRAMME.com. And so you want to look at that as well. That's another place of assistance and another place of help that can assist you with your start of change. Amen. Amen. We talked Tuesday night on Truth Deliverance Ministry. We talked about the old man has passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And we talked about how to kill the old man, or how to kill the flesh. And so domestic violence, or those who are batterers or abusers, you, that's an old man, and you want to kill that old man, and you want to kill that old man through becoming healed and becoming whole. Amen. Old things need to pass away. This is a new year. Old things pass away, and behold, all things can become new. And I believe that they can come become brand new for you all today. I am so excited. I am so excited about what God is getting ready to do in your life. Hallelujah. I am so excited with the new man who is about to come forth, or the new woman who is about to come forth. I am so excited that Jesus loved us so much that he shed his blood. He shed his blood in the Garden of Gethsemane. That blood was shed for your will, so that nature to be in control. God shed his blood so that your will can submit to the will of the Father. Amen. And so we just want you to, again, to take this time to become new. Hallelujah, God. To take this time to become new and to become new in Jesus. Hallelujah. And we're going to end our segment with prayer. Those of you who are on the line or who are listening, or those of you who will be listening to this blog talk program later on today or tonight, if you're one who, you know, I just want you to lift me up in prayer, Pastor Katie. I've been delivered from abuse, but I see some remnants of something trying to stand up in me, and I just need you to pray for me. Email me. Again, go to our Facebook page, and we'll put you on our prayer list, and begin to stand in intercession and begin to stand in agreement with you that God's way will be your way. Amen. Amen. We look to assist you in the process and assist you along the process of becoming whole in Jesus Christ. Christ our Lord. Amen. Again, we're going to end in prayer. I'm still kind of going through my paperwork, making sure that everything that the Holy Spirit wanted me to share with you on tonight, that we've done just that, and I believe that we have. Again, I'm looking forward to hearing great things from those of you. I'm looking forward to hearing testimonies from tonight's broadcast. And I heard the broadcast. I picked up the phone. I got some help, and now my family is being made whole. God is come in, and my children are going, and we're just happy in Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm looking forward to hearing testimonies from this broadcast segment. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. So let's end in a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come now before your sight and before your presence. We come now acknowledging that you are God, and above you there is none other, God. We come now, God, calling on Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace, to come in, O Lord God, and to bring peace, O Lord God, into our situation, into our circumstance, O Lord God. We call on you now, God, to show up in our lives, to show up in our homes, O Lord God, to just show up wherever you are listening to this Blog Talk Radio program, God. We even now thank you, God, for showing yourself as Jehovah Shalom, O Lord God. I thank you now, Holy Spirit, for quickening, O Lord God, for bringing a quickening spirit to the hearts of those who are listening, O Lord God, and they know that some characteristics that we read off on tonight, they know that they've seen them in themselves, O Lord God, and they desire to change, O Lord God. Oh, God, they desire that you begin to change them, and that that old man would pass away, and that the new man would stand up in them, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, O God. We thank you on tonight, O Lord God, because we know that you are a way maker, O Lord God. We know that you are our shepherd, and we shall not want, O Lord God. We know that it's you and you alone, O Lord God. It is through you that we live, move, and have our being, O Lord God. So, Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you, God, for being a very present help, O Lord God. Be that present help, O God, that will assist them to make that call, that will assist them to make an appointment, that will assist them to reach out to their pastors, O Lord God, to somebody, to be accountable to somebody, O Lord God. We thank you now for being that present help, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we love you on tonight. And we praise your holy and your divine name, for you alone are God. So we thank you, God, for those who are listening, as they lift their hands and surrender, God, that I need you in this situation. I need you in this circumstance, God. I need you to be a better person, to be a better husband, to be a better wife. God, I need you. I need your assistance. I can't do it without you, God. As they lift their hands and surrender, Holy Spirit, meet them where they are right now. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we do love you and we do honor you on tonight, oh God, the God of change, the God of another chance. Oh, God, we honor you on tonight. And we just thank you and praise you even now, God. We bind every spirit, oh Lord God, that is not like you. We bind every spirit of rage, oh Lord God. We bind every spirit, oh Lord God, of self-esteem, oh Lord God. We bind every spirit, oh Lord God, that would try to rise up, oh Lord God. We bind the spirit of pride right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Oh God, and we call in the spirit of humility, God. Let a blanket of humility fall upon them, oh Lord God, that they need you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. We know, oh God, that Satan is a defeated foe. And we thank you for the resurrected power of Jesus Christ that is now being made alive to every listener, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you so much in the name of Jesus. So we love you and we honor you on today, God. Oh, God, we love you and we honor you on today. We thank you, God, that this is the day of change. This is the day of renewal. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So we thank you for it now. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. And it is so, and so it is. Amen, and amen, and amen again. Thank you so much for listening to this Blog Talk Radio segment. Again, you've been with me, Pastor Katie Pierce, and Breaking the Silence. We've come on tonight to share with you, and we thank you for listening. And not only do we thank you for listening, but we thank you for implementing the things that have been stated on tonight. Amen. We thank you. So, again, join us on next Thursday with another segment of Breaking the Silence. We'll be here again on next Thursday at 7:30 Central Standard Time. Until then, may God's greatest and may God's best be yours. Good night, everyone.